do?
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur? Concur with what, sir?
Absolutely. This was awesome over the weekend on social media. Hedging works for everybody, and everyone can hedge. In light of what happened with all these Knicks fans who were holding Game 6 tickets, do you concur?
That.
Like Paul Bovey, what do I do? Crack got into it. There was stuff on social media. What's the appropriate way to play this? I can get 60,000 for these tickets. How much should I bet on Knicks money line? We've seen it before when it was Dodgers Astros World Series. And I won at least six games for the ticket brokers and Mattress Mac as well.
I mean, you're set up beautifully here. I think you absolutely drop the ball if you don't find a way to monetize those tickets that you have. Actual tickets to a game.
It was right there. It was up 3-2 with the chance to win at home and end the drought, and you have the tickets.
What do you think?
To do something with Knicks money line in game five.
Had to. What do you think Bovey was going to sell his tickets for if he was going to sell them to game six? I mean,
he said someone around him was getting 50, 60,000.
So, he has good, obviously really good tickets.
Yeah.
He probably would have gotten 100,000 for the pair. Well, he's got three. So, I mean, overall, maybe if he sells his own ticket or if his partner gets involved as well, he's sitting on between $100,000 and $150,000 for the three tickets.
Yeah. It's a bucket list item. It's like, you got to be there. I mean, just in the FOMO. It's like, I have to be in the building.
How?
I don't care what the price is. That would have been nuts.
How would you hedge that, by the way? Just take money line, or would you take both? Would you take the points and the money line?
Yeah, you had some wiggle room.
For sure you did.
You could have gone 10,000 money line, 10,000 plus the points. Although, again, it's only happened, it did happen in one game, I guess. But the 94% where the spread doesn't matter. Going back in the finals. USA winning the World Cup. 15 times the reaction than Olympic gold in hockey. Do you concur?
Oh, it's not enough.
That's not enough?
And it's not enough.
30?
50?
Is it?
I people have no idea, and I tried to point this out last
hockey.
Week.
Right.
I really think the entire country gets behind the soccer team. I firmly believe that. I've seen that before with my own eyes, again, when they actually kind of make a run, and they have decent teams, and they haven't even... And by the way, when I say make a run, it's like... Can they make it to the quarters or the round of 32, whatever it is? Paul, the entire city would be, or country would be on fire if they made the quarters or the semis. In fact, I'll one up you and say that USA winning the World Cup would get 10 times the reaction that the Knicks did from winning the NBA Finals. Do you concur with that?
Yeah, I can see that because it's just a pocket, a region of the country. Yes.
Yeah, you're talking about coast to coast here.
That's probably not enough. You're right. The hockey needs to be a lot higher than the hockey and a lot higher than the Knicks.
I loved watching the videos.
Yeah.
I had never seen that before, by the way. Like in Manhattan, like the aerial view when people would zoom out or like a helicopter was up there, whatever it was, the entire city, boroughs, nothing but people.
Yes.
Amazing video after that win.
Yes. So Tim Bontemps, I retweeted this, said before game five, OG is the unanimous MVP, and he has a vote. But it got me thinking, there's got to be more than 11 guys who vote on this award. Why only 11? Do you concur?
Oh, it's got to be. It's men and women, and it has to be. The number absolutely has to be higher than 11. It's a pretty serious deal. And 11 people, I mean, you can find out who they are.
Wow, there's so many people who cover the sport.
Of course.
And respected people, too.
And how are they worthy than some other people that should absolutely have a vote?
Well, number one, he was wrong because he wasn't even the favorite. He can't be a unanimous MVP if he wasn't even the favorite.
Fake markets, though, with these awards.
Well, okay, fair enough. But and then Brunson pulls a Michael Jordan, so it's all she wrote.
I don't know what that number is, but it should probably be closer to 50 than it is to 10.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Okay. The Dallas Mavericks will never get enough heat. You concur.
I think there's been enough vitriol and fans freaking. They had to fire Nico. It was so bad with Luka. But this really So apparently, I don't know if the timeline checks out. Like Bob Valgaris, who worked for the Mavs, one of the best NBA bettors of all time, was saying, I wasn't strong on bringing him back. I didn't think we could pay him that much, but I wanted to get Halliburton in the worst way, and it didn't work out with the draft, and I don't know when he was let go. But they could have had him for $40 million.
Oh, yeah.
And he turns into a superstar. And we'll go back to people who mocked the Knicks contract, though.
Everybody did.
I love that they got him, and I thought it'd be a game changer, not to this extent. But, yeah, everyone thought that's too much money for this guy. And then he left $100 million on the table to help get pieces in around him. And he just, I believed it. I thought this would happen, and he nailed it.
So they got obviously eviscerated after the Luka trade. I haven't heard every game.
Fire Nico, and
I haven't heard nearly enough of the Brunson gaffe.
Yeah,
I just haven't. And they,
right.
And they
that's a big on Cuban. That's on Cuban and his people. And the Brunsons felt insulted then at the end that they it took till the last second about okay, we'll offer you now. He's like, no, I was just awesome down the stretch in the playoffs. I'm not taking $40 million now.
They drafted both Luka and Brunson in the same draft, and they got Anthony Davis for 29 games to show for it.
Yeah, it's all time bad.
I don't even know if there's anything that's been worse.
No. Yeah. No, that's fair. You were set up for 15 years, no doubt. The most impressive performance from the weekend wasn't the Knicks run or the USA. It was Mizorowski Friday night against the Phillies throwing 104. Do you concur?
I think I have to concur with that. A Greg Maddux, a complete game, one-hit shutout with 95 pitches. He threw, I think, 74 strikes and 15 of them. 15 batters struck out.
Sorry, there were two stats. Were two things like hadn't happened since like 1908.
And he threw one 105 miles an hour. Every time he takes the mound, I'm blown away.
Yes.
And now he's odds. And then how about this? Sanchez gets rocked yesterday.
Yes.
So now it's his award all of a sudden. This was a great five pitcher race and it's gone.
Yeah. Right. What happened to Ohtani? What happened to Sanchez? And now bye-bye. I mean, the Pirates have lost, not his fault, but the Pirates have lost six straight games started by Skeens. I mean, this is something what he's doing.
Yeah.
Can he just stay healthy? Okay, hit.
All right, last night, UFC Freedom 250. Daniel Cormier must have been hacked on X. Do you concur?
No way. Absolutely not. Who hacked him? Daniel Cormier? Was Eric Trump hacked then too? It doesn't make any sense. If he slides into his DMs and says, hey, which fight is rigged? After he, you know, Cormier says, I'm a commentator. I'm not allowed to get into who I like or, you know, what fight's rigged? I'm looking at the Lopez fight. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to put him on blast. And then he's going to put it out there to all his followers. And then it's gone. But then you were hacked and you could see the DM in the conversation.
That's my biggest question.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. So immediately came to my brain, and nobody's talked about this, I don't think. If Cormier was hacked, what do we make of the Eric Trump account then?
Yeah, right.
He was hacked as well?
Because then you point out, I've never met him, I've never talked to him. It's an AI, the never took place.
Right. So both accounts were hacked, really.
And you're going to start, that's your conversation?
So this is the only thing people were talking about last night.
Oh, it's exploded.
And so it absolutely came across Cormier on the timeline. If you follow him, it was there right on your timeline. But he claims that it wasn't him who was involved with Eric Trump overall talking about, hey, do you have any information on these fights that are going to get rigged? And Cormier was asked about it last night.
Do you see what happened with those posts from Eric Trump?
Not real.
They're not real?
I can't believe you guys believe that. Like, who believes that?
But everyone said it was posted on your account.
I got hacked or something. Who believes stuff like that? That's crazy.
So you didn't post it?
Why would I do that?
The journalists that say you posted it are wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. All
right.
Well, that's the other thing. There are people who were there and the media say it's absolutely true. And that there was a stand down / delete that order that was put in there. Because you don't want that becoming the story after, you know.
I just think that we need to dig to the bottom of this a little bit more. And that will probably never happen.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Darren Revelle says Eric Trump is a big better. I don't know.
Well, they're involved with Dave Kelce, obviously.
You got that too. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
And on the board, Folly Market. But that's the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Like, you hacked yourself? Someone's going to hack you, and then you still have control of your account.
You got the DMs.
You put it out there. The whole story is, this pisses me off. We're having a great night, and this guy sends me this DM. I'm going to put him on Front Street.
Yeah. There's much more to it, I think, than, hey, there's nothing to see here. We're going to move past it the next day, and we're never going to talk about it ever again. All right.
I can't believe you fell for that. What?
Yeah.
That's from your account.
Of course, yeah.
It's you saying, I'm not going to stand for this and everything. And then all of a sudden, it's gone.
The fights looked amazing last night on TV.
Yes, it did.
Really did.
Yeah.
But I think that we've also, side note, how extreme we've gotten, both sides here. The fighter to say that about a Michelle Obama after it's over with.
I know. He's a nut job.
Come on. Can we be logical human beings here for 2 seconds ever?
Well, he's playing a character. That's another thing. That's another story. That's front page now, wherever you look, what he said. And good for Dana White to say that's unacceptable.
Yeah. And the Gaethje fight, though, was incredible.
Yes.
And tip of the cap to that guy. That was unbelievable.
How about the doctor being overruled by the referee?
I know, yeah.
He's like, he can't see out of his
eyes. He can't see. I don't know how they allowed him to continue.
He goes, no, we're going out there again.
Yeah.
Another round. And he quits on the stool. I can't kill him for that. I can't see.
Oh, my God. But absolutely not.
The doctor got overruled. This is like Gladiator here.
Mm-hmm. All right. The rumors are flying about which team Giannis is going to get traded to. We'll go over the latest odds coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Let me get your attention real quick, podcast listeners. I've got something for you that almost feels too good to be true. First, credit where credit's due. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already leveling up your betting game. You're riding along with our best bets and top angles. And when there's a good game on, you're getting involved with a few props and alt markets as well. There's one more layer if you really want to step things up, and that's VSiN Pro. I've mentioned it before, but things are only getting better for our pro subscribers. We just rolled out our MLB prop projections, breaking down some of the best edges across strikeouts, hits, home runs, and more. And that's on top of everything else pro subscribers already get, including public betting splits, expert picks, and betting guides across the sports calendar. If you haven't tried it yet, stop sleeping on it. You can get your first month just $9.99 or save big with promo code POD26 on the annual subscription. Hit the link in the description and start cashing in with VSiN Pro. All right, back to the show.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
11th minute here. Uruguay, Saudi Arabia. There is no score.
How good is this? Isn't this awesome?
I love it.
With being in Canada, USA, and Mexico, the four games every day, and the upsets we've already had, and the big ticket set of cash, and how well we played Friday night. We're off to a great start.
I do think that there is something, I appreciate the charm when the World Cup is in a different country, and they're like, here we're forced to wake up at midnight or stay up till midnight or wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch these matches. But it's amazing when it's on our home soil here.
Yes.
And we get these in a perfect, window of time, beginning at, between 9 a.m. and noon for the first games, and then all the way until you like the 9 o'clock games out here.
Well, tomorrow night, we got a 9 p.m. start here. I know some people like that. The other thing too, to put the baby to bed, we just went through this with Mike Palm. Like, and Jonathan Davis, who works here, when you get hacked, that's it. Yep. They have total control over it. So I think Cormier made it worse. The Eric Trump, it was AI generated something conversation. I actually had a better chance to take off than this. I got hacked and then I was able to delete it and I have control. Once you're hacked, you don't have control.
Sure. Or was it a friend of his playing a prank on him? Did Eric have a friend play a prank on him by DMing Cormier, and then Cormier, his account, like he left his phone somewhere and his buddy's like, hey, look at this. Eric Trump sent a DM. I'm going to tweet this out. And DC doesn't have his account right now. Oh, I was hacked, but somehow I got control of it a little bit later on. I'm here for the AI conversation though.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody was creative enough to come up with these tweets and make it look like that happened.
Yeah.
That would make more, because if not, both guys had to get hacked again.
Trump said, I never met the guy. I don't know. But you believe he would just reach out? Hey, how you doing? What fight is fixed? Everyone says that's on brand, though. And that was getting after it last night. So,
well, I was watching a big group of people. One person said, absolutely, this is possible with him. Another person said, who's in the industry, is like, there's no way a human being can be that dumb. What do you think? Is there a way a human being could be that dumb?
Or to think he's not going to put him out on Front Street?
Yeah, hey, this is between just between us.
I think, yeah. It's a wild story.
Yeah, it really is.
From a wild event that had everything. How about coming out? What is it? Gaethje's looking at the
Declaration of Independence,
yeah,
wasn't it?
So yeah, right. Coming right out from the Oval Office into the Octagon.
Well, the setup was
incredible.
I mean, yeah. And,
I know.
And Dana said it was great, but it's never going to happen again. So
cost
you had to
$60 million or whatever. He won't do the spear again either. He said that.
Yeah, savor the flavor
That's
from
right.
last night.
Savor the flavor.
Oh,
right.
By the way, there was at least one national book offered this before the fight started last night, and that is, will every fight end in a KO or TKO?
Yeah.
45-1 in that neighborhood, or you could
never
use a boost on it to get a little bit higher.
Yeah, never thought of that.
No, looking back, it makes sense, right?
Too,
They're all going to, and plus the heat, the humidity, maybe going to play a factor into that.
Yes, I was expecting the worst when we had the rain delay. And this was, oh no, is this going to happen? Kevin Roth checking in,
right?
We got some thunderstorms here in the area.
Here's
might
the
not
angle.
Be good.
And okay. Here's another. Do you concur? Are we going to be able to top this for early to mid June ever again?
No, no way. That was an A-plus NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup was fantastic. Then you got the World Cup. You had a UFC card at the White House. What happened in baseball?
The College World Series going on.
You can't do
There's
it.
There's no way.
No. There was too much going on.
Yes.
Win-lose took me almost 10 minutes.
I know.
Way too much going on.
The odds right now on Poly Market. So Giannis's next team, this is going to get hot and heavy this week. And I would set alerts on your phone. If you want to get involved in betting NBA futures, set alerts, like I would say on X for those with the breaking news business, like a Shams, for example, other guys in the NBA who are good at breaking news. He's 40% right now to go to Miami. He's 35% to go to Boston. We talked to Jeff Sherman last hour, and he called it like a little protection on the Celtics at 11-2. He's like, okay, that's fine. We have lower limits on the app right now. We'll be able to adjust, and that's not going to be a big killer if he goes to the Celtics. I can tell you right now that if Giannis goes to Miami, there is not a single chance I would bet the Miami Heat to win the East next year or to win the finals, because based on the reported players who would be in return to Milwaukee, it's Hero, it's possibly Hakez, it's Ware, picks, and maybe some other pieces on the team.
Well, maybe they make another deal. I don't know.
Okay.
If they have Hawkins, Wiggins, Bam, Powell, other pieces, Mitchell, they get a veteran. That's not bad.
Well, if they.
It is a risky move, though. He's injury prone.
Yeah, he is.
And at the end of his career.
Okay.
Risky for Boston, too. I mean, if Boston would do this and you ship out Brown, and I know Brad Stevens made those comments, so we have got to play a different way. This taking 53s a game nonsense has got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it.
Well, it will if Giannis goes to the team.
No kidding. Be great. And the fact that, let's be honest, what are we, 10 years into this? And Brown and Tatum can't figure out how to play together? It's true. One guy flourishes when they're better. Kendrick Perkins said that to us. We were at Foxwoods. Notice how they play better when one's out.
100%.
He called that years ago.
I mean, Jaylen Brown got a first-place vote to win the MVP this year. Tatum missed, 80% of the regular season, maybe a little bit more than that?
Well, this is all over the place. So Friday, we were on the air. The Celtics got up to 43%. And then it really picked up on Saturday. And then even Bill Simmons and others said, I'm here and they're going for it, that they're in. And the Stevens comments as well. We have to play a different way. And maybe the relationship isn't that great with Brown and Tatum and Brown doing the weird stuff on Twitch, whatever it was, and then Portland getting involved.
Well, let me ask you this.
But then you got the Windhorst and you know, he's connected. He's strong. He's strong that LeBron stays a Laker. And he's also strong now that Giannis wants to wind up in Miami.
Right.
When it's all said. And now they're 40% at Pauly Market.
Right. Well, I mean, okay. One thing under your scenario with Miami, if they're able to keep it together, first of all, it's going to be a terrible trade for Milwaukee. But if they're going to still have like seven guys, well, then yes, Miami would be intriguing to me. But I don't think they can do a deal where they're going to have like seven guys next year because they're going to have to gut it so hardcore to get the guy. But also, if you're the Bucks, would you just have a conversation with the Celtics? and say, okay, we'll take Jaylen Brown and like some future picks, and we'll take a guy like Peyton Pritchard or Derek White off the team. Would that be enough for you to do it if you're Milwaukee? Because like, what's that one-on-one swap look like in your brain? Because you can't get over the Giannis, and I don't disagree with this, the Giannis injury history for Brown and how that would work, because Brown was awesome last year. Would you do that?
I also think it's what Matt Moore said with us Friday. With the new rules in place, it's imperative that you get your picks back and what that means. And that would be huge for the Bucks, how they want to attack it. And maybe they're better off with that Portland trade, but they don't get Brown. But it's pieces in a lot of your picks back from Portland. Mm-hmm. But that's... I like the Miami trade. Give me the Wisconsin kid with Hero. Give me Ware. Give me some other players and give me some picks. And I got to have that lottery pick next week to start things off. That's how you got to begin and got to get this going.
Well, they're not going. Yeah, the Bucks are not going to do that deal without it, right?
Yeah. And I just, you know, I don't know if I buy the Clipper thing either.
Maybe not.
They get the fifth pick and what that would. Although be. I don't think the Clippers know what they're doing. I don't think the Clippers can have a game plan until we get a ruling here about what happened with Ballmer and Kawhi.
Well, I do know so, this. I mean, if they want to get involved, the fifth pick overall is one of the best pieces that you can dangle.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a kid like maybe Acuff at that point.
But this was great. Look how it played out for the Knicks. You got to get Mitchell. Get Brunson some help. You have to make a big trade. Leon Rose said, nope, they're asking too much. You got to get Giannis. Go make it. Nope, we're good. You give up all those pieces for Bridges. People criticize it at the time. Everything worked out. Go in, gets Cat, get Bridges, sign Brunson. Other trades they made helped out with the bench. Get the OG trade was fantastic. And again, how good was that 2019 Raptors team? Now when you look at it just changed everything and how bad they were before they got Brunson.
Have I won you over on the Jazz yet to win the West?
I don't hate it. I mean, it's a stacked conference, but it's like Nick Whalen just said, it's a war of attrition. That's going to be your friend.
That's why I'll take
healthy?
That.
So many guys got hurt.
Sure, that's why I'll take them at 150-1. What if they stay healthy and four other teams are banged up? And here, by the way, here's the difference between overall, again, the depth of the East compared to the depth of the West. Another thing that Jeff Sherman brought up last hour, he likes Charlotte. They are as high as 100-1 to win the title. They're hovering in the 20-25-1 range to win the East. At that point, I would take the title odds over the conference odds because it's not split in half. But also, what if they get to the finals and a team is inexperienced like San Antonio? Well, Charlotte's obviously still inexperienced, but or they're banged up and they have an injury problem.
I'm disappointed in Cleveland because Dan Gilbert said we're not good enough and we're all in. We have to. I would give them Mobley and see what else they want because I'm stuck with Harden and Mitchell.
Who you'd give who? The Bucks Mobley?
I would give the Bucks Mobley and see if that's enough, and then keep talking.
That's way down the list of offers.
Oh, it is?
For me, yes, personally. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people think the world of that guy. I'm not one of them.
No, neither
am
I.
But I think Mobley, and that would move the needle, too, from Milwaukee.
Professional bettor Paul Stone on the program next. Games of the year in college football are up. He has a couple of bets on those. And who does he like this week at the U.S. Open coming up here on VSiN?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
The game is coming up in 15 minutes, so it's going to start before we get to In Pocket. I did officially make a bet on the Washington Nationals -130 today at home against the Kansas City Royals. Right now we go out to the Progressive Guest Line. We'll talk college football games of the year and U.S. Open betting as well as professional sports bettor Paul Stone joins the program now on X at Paul Stone Sports. Hey, buddy, good to see you again. How are you?
Man, doing great. Great time of the year and good to be with you guys again.
Yep, same here. Good to talk to you as always. We have a bunch of outrights that we want to talk about for the U.S. Open this week, but shopping around, I think you found a really strong bet here, kind of in a derivative, and it's a finishing position with a golfer. What did you find? Where was it, and who do you like?
Well, it's on Xander Schauffele, and I mean, it's no secret that Schauffele's the majors are his game. I mean, that's he plays in the majors probably better than any other player on tour. no one's been more consistent than him and found a finishing position under, I took the under 22 and a half there at Caesars, William Hill at minus 110. So he just needs to finish 22nd or better. And you would think he would have a good chance of doing that in 34 career major appearances. 26 of those have been top 20s. So I've got Schauffele to finish under 22 and a half in this week's U.S. Open.
Okay. And they have, I'm looking right now on the app, yeah, finishing position on what appears to be about 30 golfers in this event. Okay, let's stop, start near the top of the card then. And with current numbers on the board, where are you starting your outright betting this week for the Open?
Well, I'll talk about a half a dozen, and I'll go through them pretty quickly here. Xander Schauffele, first of all, at 19-1, available, I believe, at William Hill currently. He's won two majors, both of those being in year 2024, won the PGA that year, won the Open Championship. Again, his consistency in the majors has been second to none. He hasn't won on the PGA Tour recently, hasn't won this calendar year. He last won in October of last year, a PGA event there in Japan. But this week could be a battle of attrition, last man standing, so to speak. I think it really caters to Xander's disposition and his skill set. Looking at a similar player, Tommy Fleetwood, he's at 20-1. One of the metrics or statistics I think is really going to be key this week is strokes gained, tee to green. Fleetwood ranks very high in that category. He has only one tour victory, that being this past fall when he won the tour championship to win the FedEx Cup there. But he's finished, you know, in the money or close many times, including the last time the U.S. Open was played here at this week's site, Shinnecock Hills, back in 2018, finishing second place, one shot behind Brooks Koepka. So I've got Fleetwood at 20-1. Also have Matt Fitzpatrick at 20-1. Fitzpatrick playing as well as anybody pretty much in the sport at present, playing the best golf of his career, won the Valspar championship back in March, and then teamed with his brother Alex Fitzpatrick to win the team event there in New Orleans in April. And then he's off a second place finish this past weekend at the RBC Canadian Open. He won his only major back in 2022 when he won the U.S. Open there at the country club in Brookline, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. So Fitzpatrick's game caters to the U.S. Open style of golf. So I like him. Russell Henley at 35-1 doesn't really wow you with his game, but he's very accurate off the tee. In fact, first in driving accuracy, 72% of fairways hit. So I've got him at 35-1. And then my favorite of these bets, based on the price and the player's talent, Patrick Reed, currently at plus 5,500 there at Circa. I got him at a little bit closer to 60-1. But this guy, first of all, kind of the wild card. He's only played in two events in the past 2 months, that being the Masters, where he tied for 12th. Tied for 10th a month later in the PGA Championship, but he's kind of been without a home. He opted earlier in the year not to renew his contract with the LIV Tour, played on the DP World Tour, formerly known as the European Tour, earlier this year, won two events there, and he actually still leads their order of merit over there, the Race to Dubois. So he's kind of like the leading money winner in Europe, even though he hadn't been playing there. Guy's a magician around the greens, 35 years old, a perfect blend, in my opinion, of youth and experience. I think Patrick Reed could surprise this week, really like him. And then rounding out with Cam Young at plus 2,300, won the Players earlier this year, finished tied for third at the Masters. Just a good all-around player, really has come into his own in recent times. Cam Young at plus 2,300.
Good breakdown, my man. Excellent. What's your reaction and the reaction back there to the Soresby news? And have you done anything with Texas Tech, please?
You know, I really hadn't played any futures relating to Texas Tech, Paulie. You know, this thing has gotten ugly. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to get uglier. Obviously, the Big 12 filed suit today against Texas Tech and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. They're basically asking the federal courts to give them, I guess, the authority to exercise their bylaws and take potential punitive action against Texas Tech if they do indeed play Brendan Sorsby. I'll say this in general. Brendan Sorsby is not a top five collegiate quarterback. I mean, I know these people at Texas Tech mm-hmm. and other places are excited about him, and they all share something in common. They've probably never seen him play. I think he's in that next range. I think he's in the 10 to 15 range, but he's not Trinidad Chambliss. He's not Arch Manning or Julian Sayin or Dante Moore, any of those guys. He's going to have better talent surrounding him at Texas Tech. So I think he'll have better production. But I actually only have a 3.5 to a 4 point difference from Sorsby to the potential backup, Will Hammond, who suffered an ACL injury last October and may or may not be ready for the opening game of the year. But it's going to be interesting. A lot will be determined in the next week. He has until next Monday, June 22nd, to apply and enter his name in the NFL supplemental draft. So that would solve a lot of problems, I guess, if he did that. But I don't think he is. I mean, he's probably going to go in the second round at best if he goes into the supplemental draft. And he's got $5 million, apparently, in NIL money there at Texas Tech. I doubt he's going to turn his back on that. I just think it's going to be tough. If he elects to play and he does play, there's going to be so much scrutiny. There's going to be so much pressure. Every bad throw he makes, every mm-hmm. interception he makes, the fans' reception is going to be quite negative. I think it's going to be a tough road to hoe. Going to be very interesting to watch as this continues to unfold.
Paul Stone, our guest here on the Progressive Guestline Professional Sports Better. Okay, so tell us where you found some games of the year in college football and one game that you have in pocket already, and your advice to the audience here would be Ole Miss plus 9.5 against your Texas Longhorns. Why do you like them?
That's one of them. I've actually got three games, got time, that I've got in pocket. Ole Miss plus 9.5. I mean, you know, maybe I'm missing a game last year, but I don't think anybody had a better individual performance in a game than Trinidad Chambliss, Ole Miss's quarterback, had last year in that quarterfinal victory, 39-34 over Georgia. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was under duress the whole night, just making plays, making throws, 362 yards passing. Texas, if you're going to beat them, you're going to have to deal with that edge rusher, Colin Simmons. I think he's the best edge guy in the nation. And Chambliss is the kind of guy who can do it. He can head up the field and he can negate that rush. They got outright victories, did Ole Miss last year as the betting underdog at Oklahoma and in that neutral site game against Georgia. So I like Ole Miss plus 9.5. We're getting 9.5 today. I don't think it's going to be 10 game week. I think it'll be closer to 7, maybe lower. So I took Ole Miss plus 9.5.
Okay.
You may go into a couple of others.
We have 90 seconds left here. You like BYU plus 10.5 against Notre Dame and also Michigan plus 6.5 against Indiana?
Correct. And I'll go over these quickly. You know, BYU, I think they're being underrated by some people. I think they're a borderline top 15 team.
Okay.
A lot of people back on defense. Bear Bachmeyer back, true sophomore quarterback, had a huge freshman year. LJ Martin, their running back, 1,300 yards rushing last year. They're 7-1 against the spread in their last 8 as the betting underdog. They were supposed to play Notre Dame last year in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Didn't happen. I think they'll be looking forward to playing Notre Dame, like BYU plus 10.5. And then Michigan getting 6.5 at home against Indiana. Also in mid-October, Indiana, it's been incredible what Kirk Cignetti's done his first 2 years there, winning the national championship this past season, 16-0. But they were plus 22 in turnovers last year. They were plus 15 in 2024. I don't think they're going to be quite that good in the turnover category with their new quarterback, Josh Hoover, who has 42 career turnovers in 33 career starts, all of those at TCU. I like Michigan as a home dog, plus 6.5 over the Hoosiers.
Very good. We snuck it all in. Follow him on X at Paul Stone Sports. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate that. Best of luck.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Good luck this week. Enjoy that U.S. Open.
In Pocket plays next. A former NBA player said he would bet his life on LeBron going to this team next year.
to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
All right. Fireworks during the break. Saudi Arabia on the board. 1-0 against Uruguay. Plus 120. Draw 2-1. Uruguay come back and win plus 265. That's a banger. Total in trouble as well. Recapping the weekend. I loved our guest Friday. Interesting fellow, Chris. Morocco doesn't know what they're walking into. Hell of a match, though. And they got the early one, Brazil with the equalizer. In a scoreless second half. Brazil minus one. I knew I was in trouble. The whole book had Brazil.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Everyone had Brazil on Saturday. Carter Hart under saves. Winner. They won every game in regulation during the Stanley Cup final. Champagne. Most threes in the finals, plus 270, lost by one. OG having that seven in game four was the difference. Ugh. Wemby most rebounds in the series winner. OG finals MVP, 40-1. Good run, good effort. And Bridges under points, no good. He came out, knocked down some threes early, gave him a big boost in game five. Had that one wrong. Nobody showed up on the bench. The Knicks. That was incredible. And they still won the game, all Brunson. The late match coming up. Iran and New Zealand, 2.5 under minus 170 tonight. Good luck.
By the way, Saudi Arabia with a 1-0 lead over Uruguay, 43rd minute coming up. And I would honestly say that Uruguay is lucky. I mean, right before Saudi scored, they had an incredible opportunity, and it was a great save by the keeper. What were they, Lane? Uruguay? Top 15, top 20
yeah.
team?
240, 220. Saudi Arabia, FIFA ranking 61st. And Uruguay 16th.
All right.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Gage Jump got there. One time, he had 3 Ks going to the fifth. He then struck out the side. They brought him back out for the sixth. Bases were loaded. Nobody out. They pulled them. So if he didn't strike out the side in the fifth, that would have been a loser, but it did go over 5.5. That was a winner. With you, Paulie, comment playing Carter Hart under 26.5. That was never really even a sweat last night. Maybe your late first period, you're like, they might actually get there, but that was pretty much it.
Luke, do you have the Brunson too? Did I mention that? Brunson, that Brunson ticket cash.
Just scoring 20?
Yeah, 20 every game.
Yeah, 20 every game.
Okay, thank you. But yeah. He did have game two. He only had 20. So that's why it was that's why still the MVP talk was interesting until.
Oh, certainly it was.
Until he went. You had a great case, no doubt, with OG. And then he goes out and he pulls the Michael Jordan. But
2 units on the Knicks after they took game one at minus 125 to win the NBA title, got there. Some of the prop losers, Champagne with you as well. Most threes, no good.
Wild.
Stan Coven, most shots on goal. Was a loser.
Who won it? Do you know?
I'm blanking.
Was it Hall? No.
I can't remember.
Steelers?
Oh, an unbelievable opportunity there for Uruguay, and the keeper comes up big. Coming up on halftime here. I don't know. I got to go back and double check. And Pat Geeter, he had a moving day. He did nothing. And then he closed strong yesterday, so it wasn't enough. But 35-1, that goes down as a losing bet at a smaller 1.1 units. Pending Netherlands to reach the quarters, plus 140. Morocco to reach the quarters, plus 330. Both teams ended in a draw in their first match. And the new stuff here. I mentioned this in the previous, to start off the segment with Paul Stone. Game's about to start, but Nationals minus 130 in the game against the Royals. I'm on Jared Jones tonight, over 4.5 Ks, minus 130. Opta AI stats, super high on him tonight at vsin.com. Go check him out. Olivia Miles to win the WNBA MVP. Again, I don't think she can win. She needs a lot of help in terms of like what would have to happen to Asia Wilson. But I specifically did this to maybe cash out down the road because I think 30-1 can turn into like 5-1 or 7-1 or maybe sell it at some point. And the Jazz to win the West next year at 150-1. Let's dance.
Boy, there is great action in this, man. Incredible. Football season may still be months away. Best bettors already preparing for it. We release our NFL betting guide next week. Everything you need to attack futures, win totals, division races in the upcoming season. Lock in the early bird pricing on the football special for just $175. Be among the first to get the guide when it drops next week. Every best bet, every host, every guest included, real-time betting splits, DK and Circa, AI-powered prop projections, 24/7 video on the Watch app. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now, VSiN.com/subscribe. Get it now.
You're right, Paulie. It is absolutely wide open. It's fast and furious. I'm looking right now at the total. You might find a better price, but over 2.5 is plus 120. Here's what I would do, because that does look kind of appealing right now. The idea of getting three goals in this match. But I think I'm going to punt on that. And here comes Uruguay again on the attack. Another save. Just wait out the rest of halftime and then hope that we get a slow start in the second half. And you might get a decent number over 1.5, or you're going to get a much better plus price at over 2.5 if you still want to get involved. Here's, by the way, to pay off the tease.
Yes. On Pauly market, it goes up every day. Lakers, LeBron.
Bill Simmons, did you listen to this today?
No.
Did a podcast with Zach Lowe.
Okay.
Bill Simmons said he would bet his life that LeBron's going to sign with the Warriors.
He said that?
Yeah. Yep. I have to stand corrected. I apologize. I said a former player at the break. I read it as Ben Simmons.
Okay.
I thought they had Ben Simmons on it as a guest.
Hey,
it was Bill Simmons who said it. Do you think he's doing that as a reverse jinx?
Did he give a reason?
Sarcastically saying it?
Well,
he said this was the quote. This one is a really fun one because the Warriors is really in play now. Like, for real. I really feel like if I had to bet my life on a team, I think I'd bet on them. I think that would be the move for me.
I think he stays put. At least, and that's what the markets say, too. He'd have to get another player, too. It'd be another package. Like, LeBron and who? I wonder if they...
I think it'd be LeBron and Kawhi.
Oh, God.
But I don't... Again, you talk about Miami gutting their team for Giannis, possibly. Yeah, I mean, well, what's going to be left in Golden State?
Rich Paul does a podcast on The Ringer, so he could have intel there.
Jerry
Max
could.
Kellerman. Mm-hmm. He talks to Max all the time, but... Well, he was strong. He was strong over the weekend. He was adamant the Celtics were going to get Giannis. Not that he bet his life on it, but he really thought it was going to happen. And now the Miami stuff's getting hot and heavy, and Miami up to 42% of Pauly market.
You got to think that Pat Riley. I mean,
got to do it. It's enough already.
He's not going to be outbid, right?
It's unacceptable. Well, it's also unacceptable. Four straight years in a play-in. And this is, you know, how much longer is he going to do this? Too, he's in his 80s.
That's the thing. Like, he doesn't have many years of doing this left. You would think.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
he said it in his postseason press conference, got to make a splash. We need size. We got to get help for Bam.
I see. And this is where I think the Bucks can use him as leverage because they can, no matter what they're going to hear about in a 3-way trade or like from Boston, they can just keep going back to Miami and telling them, well, here's what's on the table right now. We need more than this, Pat, in your 80s, about to retire at some point, we would think anyway. And it has been unacceptable here. I mean, and he said that, you know, you want to up the ante a little bit, pal? Because we will ship Giannis to Miami. He wants to go and play for you, but, you know, we have a better offer from Boston right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't trust the Bucks either because they've been a really dumb organization here over recent years.
Well, let's get it. That's happening quick. It's got to go.
By the way, I'm with you.
I need it this week.
I was kind of hoping that Portland would not be out of play.
Yeah, that's the best deal for everyone in the NBA. Brown to Portland, all these picks and packages to Milwaukee, Giannis to Boston.
And I would be...
I love that.
I would have been intrigued by Portland then.
That's right.
In the future market.
Well, there's a team that, yes, they have made the... just made the playoffs. And you had a player like that. And you're going to get Damian Lillard back, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to have left, but you'll have him next year.
No, he won the three-point contest last year.
Okay. Yes.
I would say this, too, about Utah early on. Like, when they are playing a team, assuming, like, full health to begin the year, when they are playing a team on a back-to-back, either coming in from like Portland or coming in from Denver, in the right scheduling spot, I am going to be all about Utah and blowouts next year. 150-1 is...
I still think... I wouldn't be surprised if Peterson is not the pick at number two.
Could he be the pick at number one?
I don't see that either. Simmons might be the strongest of all that AJ goes number one. it's $4 out of all this takes.
Well, I got to be honest.
I think Boozer's in play. Boozer's dad works for the Jazz. And I just think, I'm only going to meet with one team?
I know. Well, I'll say this.
Not good.
And I could be wrong in this. I will not like Utah as much if they draft Boozer over Peterson.
Yeah.
I won't. That's it for us.
Yep, sorry.
No, you're going to get VSiN primetime tonight. 4 full hours live betting with the World Cup and Major League Baseball as well. Wake up early. VSiN by the books tomorrow with Dave and Jensen. And a numbers game with Gil and Kelly at 10 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow morning. Best of luck betting tonight. We'll see you.